Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 273, top of the day to you, everyone here visiting Watchersville. This is a special episode because it's been well over 6 months, probably more actually, that Watchersville has not been a part of every single We Are the Watchers episode. In fact, it's had its own podcast channel called Watchersville Newsletter. But in case for some reason you have not been listening or didn't know about it and thought, what's been going on in Watchersville? Well, a whole heap. So this is a very special episode where we just take a listen to a whole heap of Watchersville episodes all at once and catch up. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This town and county and the people within it have always had a deep passion and love of watching things. Movies, TV shows, teenage drive-by judging of other people's fashion choices, local talent quest performances, the biannual Cats and Dogs downpour, strange comings and goings, totally normal comings and goings that didn't happen, alien folk dancing, pencil sharpening competitions, paint drying, and people who go to sneeze but the sneeze gets shy and goes away, making that person look like all they wanted to do was inhale violently and rapidly in public. With so much entertainment around the traps, the council has granted us the audio department in the tiny office down the hall next to the old telephone exchange room that for some reason hasn't been decommissioned yet, a small budget to produce a weekly newsletter for locals to listen to and stay informed. So make sure you subscribe and be ready for us to fill your ears with more events and Watchersville gossip than you can poke a stick at. Which reminds me, there's still places available for this month's stick poking workshop at the community centre. Due to the massive interest last month, teacher and coordinator Dennis Holloway will be running two classes, one at 2 p.m. and one at 2 a.m. for those who don't want to go out during the day. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by Mrs. Henthorpe's Haberdashery and Leather Goods. Haberdashery by day, leather goods by night. It's a busy week around our wonderful town as preparations for a bevy of events are underway. The annual cartwheeling competition down High Street will kick off at 7 a.m. and is expected to go well into the night. With 42,000 people already entered, organisers have decided against the free-for-all approach they trialled last year. Instead, there will be 4,200 groups, which seems more manageable. The news crews who were on the scene described it as a disaster that could and should have been avoided. We won't go into it all again now, but people are planning on eating wagon wheels during the minute silence to pay tribute. Silva Dennison has stepped up into the chairperson's role in her cool persons group. This was after she spoke behind outgoing chair Becky's back and totally started rumours that were like totally not true. Becky had nothing to do with the TikTok video that she stars in, where she looks directly into the phone's camera and says she saw Silver Pash Chad behind the milk crates on Milk Crate Road. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by Living Life on the Edge and auto-updating apps and programs. How much will it improve? How much will it break? There's no way of knowing. The Broadbean Carnival will go ahead despite the county's broadbean farmers forgetting to sow any seeds and therefore thus growing absolutely no produce whatsoever. Florence Cattington from the supermarket has put aside all of their dried and canned broadbeans so that there can be substitutes put out on display. The judges have been informed and, after initial pushback, have all agreed to pretend that all produce will have been from the soils of Watchersville. First prize will still publicly be awarded the golden ribbon, but as everything is from the supermarket, will need to be returned at the end of the day. After all, gold doesn't grow on trees, you know. The council's Community Hat Committee have welcomed four new members to their board. All long hat-wearing locals, they have been sworn in under the light of the full moon. Wearing top hats, they praised the ancient inventors of putting something on your head by tipping the cap to the skies. Everyone at the ceremony agreed it was one of the most moving things they had ever seen, mainly because they really, really love hats. David Thornby will direct the Watchersville Amateur Theatre Company's production of Wind in the Willows next month. In his usual attempt to make things as realistic as possible, the whole cast are literally animals. Casting will take place this coming Tuesday. If anyone knows of a badger who's into acting, please let him know. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by Jellyfish, keeping pesky humans out of the water for years. Good job, lads and ladettes. The rest of the sea creatures would applaud you if they had hands. You may or may not have noticed quite a number of secret agent spies slinking around the town of late. They are here to investigate each other and attempt to procure highly sensitive information from enemy governments. We're encouraged to pretend not to notice them and let them get on with their hiding in the bushes, dressing up as bushes and spying on each other's bushes. Mr. Anderson, whose azaleas are blooming beautifully this year, has found at least 12 secret agents whilst watering his garden. Being the pros they are, they didn't move and became totally sodden. The Kids Star Talent Show is this weekend, and Watchersville has seen an influx of 8 to 16-year-olds in performance tights, fake eyelashes, and hairspray. Along with them are parents carrying all their bags, asking / reminding them to eat some food, please, and looking more committed to the cause than their children. Good luck to all participating and to everyone who has to attend. The green building at the end of Gardener's Lane will be painted a slightly greener green on Sunday's working bee. Anyone interested in helping out should be there 8 a.m. sharp with old clothes, brushes and paint, please. This will ensure that it continues to be the greenest green building at the end of Gardener's Lane, and that's pretty important. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by the hill behind you. Don't look now, but it's sneaking up on you, millimetre by millimetre, without you seeing. It's going to catch you one day, then you'll be part of the hill. And that's quite sweet, isn't it? Sun hats will be banned from next month for people who have night shifts and vampires. The government said that if you're not out during the day and have no need for sun hats, they might as well make it a law. This is the 23rd new law they've put into place this week as they attempt the world record for the most ridiculous laws. People from around the town have had enough of trying to keep up with all the changes while not being able to write a list of the new laws. This is because writing lists is now against the law. Even the officials and police aren't allowed, which is making it difficult for them to know what is and isn't an arrestable offence these days. They have taken to arresting everyone until they ran out of space in the jail. James Redding has decided to step down as chairman of the Chairperson's Council of Chairs. After 27 years, he's decided he wants to focus on tables instead. 467 new Lara Croft cosplayers have made Watchersville their home. This is very exciting, as they all look great, but are making the Nathan Drake impersonators jealous because they have dual pistols and the blokes don't. There's also the problem that there's just not enough ancient ruins for both groups to discover around town. The councillors promised to build more by 2033. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by Yellow Pants. Mandy down at the trouser shop has gotten a heap and is keen to sell them all and make way for better choices. She admits that ordering 5,000 of them, because they looked fun, wasn't the best idea. Instead, she's found a great deal on lime green and orange pants. They're bell bottoms too, so much material for next to nothing. The local Foxes will be the stars of a new documentary series called It Wasn't Me. A film crew will follow several members of the Skulk around in hopes of finding them doing other things that don't include breaking into chicken coops and having dinner. As you would be aware, our Foxes are famous across the land for being well-behaved, non-chicken-stealing and eating creatures. In fact, they've been known for helping old ladies cross the street, holding open elevator doors for whoever is racing to get in, shooing seagulls away from humans' hot chips at the beach, and caroling at Christmas time. It should be a pretty fascinating documentary. The old movie theatre down the end of Old Movie Theatre Road will now be an open-air cinema as the roof has caved in. The council's building inspector has initial reservations about this, but was convinced it would be fine by the owner and operator, swift-talking Bugsy Two Feet. So make sure you bring along your umbrella to the next Hollywood box office blockbuster. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by online gift buying and forgetting you ordered a little something for yourself. Not only is it a wonderful surprise, but also exactly what you wanted. The Swanky Health Retreat up in the Northern County Hills had a spot of drama last weekend. Someone forgot to reorder organic free-range green tea handpicked by early 2000s boy and girl band members. This caused them to run out. From eyewitness accounts, we know that there was a lot of shouting and no zen was reached, instead hyperventilating and stomping around the tranquil gardens. They've all locked themselves in their rooms and yurts without any of their favourite avant-garde Japanese pipe music going through the PA system. It seems pretty grim, so thoughts and prayers, and etc. Alex the Kid will be bringing his miracle world to Watchersville next month when the Gaming Expo comes to town. This is very exciting for all of the super old players who spent the late 80s and early 90s, before Sonic came along of course, playing nothing but this game. Folks will get the chance to try and beat it in the limited lives you're given. Due to copyright issues, no one will be permitted to solve any uncertainties with paper, rock, scissors. Save that for the henchmen, or you will be held prisoner in the castle, of course. The creepy waxworks of lesser-known people from around the town in the 1930s have been wheeled out again as preparations are underway for everyone's favourite and very specific holiday. Who the hell are these people? Who the hell are these people? Begun in 1954 when Melvin Larson bought the old candle-making factory. Well, it was really just a garage attached to a semi-detached two-bedroom home in South Watchersville. And he discovered the strange figures. From that day, they're put on display and people try to guess who they were and why they would have been waxed. This year will be no different, so come on down and get guessing. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Oh. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by Shovels and Telescopes. Unlikely allies, but have had each other's back since at least 1608. Good on you, champs. Delightful sounds have been coming from Martha's Cafe this week as she's brought back one of the town's favourites, Purple Rain Upside Down Cake. For this week only, she will be serving them 24/7 accompanied by the famous Prince song on loop. This is why there is only a small window in the year where people can get their hands on the tasty treats. Poor Martha is driven mad by the continuous plays of the track. It takes her a whole year to get it out of her head. Then she has to endure it all again. Poor Martha, but those delicious cakes. Walter Primrose, Watchersville's cozy fire bedtime story reader, has announced he'll be taking a six-month sabbatical. After 12 years of constantly wearing a warm red jacket, slippers and glasses right at the tip of his nose, he wants to wander a beach in shorts and a bright Hawaiian shirt, blinding passers-by with his pasty white legs. Enjoy your time off, Walter. In his place, surly Sharon Castlebows will begrudgingly read bedtime stories to people. She said maybe don't even expect books, she might just read her Facebook timeline. This week's screening of the 1993 movie Airborne will be split into two sessions as the cinema accidentally sold too many tickets. They should have known. I mean, it's such a classic film. People want to see it. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by Reflection. It's good to look back on things in the past, look at yourself in the mirror, and lovely to see the sky being reflected on water. It's pretty versatile. The fairground for ants will be closed next month for upgrades and general repairs. Opened since 1956, it has been the holiday activity for all ants, largish and small. But in recent years, it started looking a little tired, and of course the whole ghost ride had to be shut down last October because the termites moved in and ate it all. It's expected to reopen in 3 months' time with some new additions that will surely attract thousands more a year. The actual working Honey I Shrunk the Kids machine will be installed so finally humans can enjoy the park too. The Dark Lords of the Scary Woods have requested more privacy as more and more kids find their bravery and venture in through the trees to spy on them. They said, how would we like it if they came to our windows and stared in with creepy looks on their faces? We wouldn't, and parents are being asked to lock their children inside these school holidays so they can't escape and be creepy in the general vicinity of the scary woods. Merchant ships have been held up at the docks while the whole customs department are away on a bonding retreat. They're being forced to talk about their feelings, watch Eat, Pray, Love, and then sing old Jewel songs. We wish them the best. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by last week's edition. It did really well for itself. Got into the stock market and also sold plastic earrings on Etsy. Made a mint and now wants to give back. It's so heartwarming to see. The Flies have decided they will boycott this year's council rubbish collection strike. A spokesfly for the insects said that they're staying neutral and really don't want to get involved. This news has come mere days after the cockroaches said that they're all planning on holidaying in Stinkersville around the time of the strikes and won't be able to partake in any grosser than gross rubbish. So that leaves the rats, who are still on the council side. Old habits never die, I guess. David Glowfish has had enough with people thinking he used to play Mulder in The X-Files. He said he isn't Mr. Duchovny, definitely not a relation, and has never met the man. He said just because he too looks a bit like a fish doesn't mean anything, and told the crown to get off his lawn, which is made of seaweed. The Where's Wally puzzles will be on display for the 2,064th day in a row at the council chambers as the mayor continues to find the bloke in the red and white striped top. Even with people literally putting their finger right where Wally is and saying, "That's Wally," the mayor still can't see him. It's frustrating for all. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville.